Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, if she's in Minneapolis, she is enjoying 2 to 3 inches of snow at an inch an hour. Jamie?
It's not happening.
Not happening.
How I boarded a flight yesterday and got out just in the nick of time.
So you were in town?
I was. I snuck into town. I surprised my mom for her birthday. I did a COVID-friendly Airbnb in her hood. Took her to lunch. We went to a pumpkin patch. There's like a million stories on my Instagram if anybody wants to be nauseated by all the fall pictures I posted from last week. And then you guys have snow in the forecast. And I said, it's been really great, Minneapolis, but I got to go.
So does this officially mean that you're a California girl and you're not going to stick around for winter if you have the option?
You know, it's funny. All jokes aside, like I am sitting here today, I'm watching, I've been watching Schitt's Creek and I'm like at the end and I started to like get teared up. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not near my family. The Schitts are not going to be near each other. This is going to be terrible. So hope, spoiler alert if anybody's watching.
That's good. I know you and Chad are close. I want to at least acknowledge and give you a chance. Like many of us have shared a Sid story or any thoughts with Chad or if you've talked to him in the last 24 hours.
I've been trying to get a hold of him and I feel like I'm being like the pushy, like little sister. Like, are you okay? What's going on? You know, I care about you. I love you. I think what's always been remarkable is that Chad and his dad had such a special and, interesting relationship. I feel like I learned a lot from Chad, because we all have stuff with our parents that, you grow from and learn from, you still love and respect. And I think what was so cool is that Sid was this larger than life character that everyone knew. It was, you know, you grew up in Minnesota and had an incredible work ethic and you'd see him out at events and he was still working up until, you know, he passed away. I can't believe he had a column in the Star Tribune, you know, the day he passed away. And, but he also was a dad and there's father-son relationship stuff that happens. And I feel so awful for Chad because even though Sid was 100 years old, you know, I don't think in your mind you ever think this is going to happen. And then when it does, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he was 100. And it sounds like there was a lot of stuff with feeling cooped up in the house. And, you know, I think a lot of us can identify through COVID just not being able to see our loved ones as much or not having the same types of relationships that we'd like to have with certain people in our lives because they're immunocompromised or needing to keep our coworkers safe and that kind of thing. And, it's just tough all around.
No, I agree. I think, and Chad had kind of inferred a little on the air, but privately that, you know, it had changed his dad, that he was really frustrated that, you know, a guy who you couldn't get him to stand still was just stopped in his tracks right around his 100th
birthday.
And
to be honest, I can identify with Sid. My job has changed tremendously. And there are some days that I wake up and I go, well, this isn't really what I signed up for. I signed up to be on airplanes and traveling and meeting people and learning, you know, things on the ground and seeing things firsthand. And you know, I would be, you know, I think it's fair for me to be open and just say there are days that I get up and I'm depressed. And this isn't what I thought, you know, my life was going to be like at this stage, and you know, and you work through it and you know, you try to figure it out. But if you're 100 years old and you're used to being in locker rooms and writing about sports, and I can't see how it wouldn't have impacted him, because I think it's impacted everybody.
It has. And you've talked a little bit about how your world has changed. Somebody was asking me the other day if I'm, exhausted by the election yet or how I was going to get through the next 2 weeks. And I said, compared to the first couple months of COVID, when I feel like we were breaking news daily on a political front or kind of the adrenaline that goes with those big stories, I know you feel that. Now it's like I'm sitting in a waiting room, kind of waiting for election day for the next adrenaline, because a lot of adrenaline got spent on politics over the last 2 years, and
Aren't
I
you
don't
just
know that I have a
exhausted?
ton left.
I'm exhausted. I have so much. I'm going to be honest. I have tremendous amounts of anxiety because I think no matter who wins, there's going to be conversations and things could happen, and I'm nervous. I have anxiety just surrounding the day and what happens after, no matter who wins the election, and I'm so tired.
Yes. I will say that it is trying to find a new angle 2 weeks before an election on an election that has been overly covered for 4 years is a little bit of a challenge. And so we've tried to drill down locally, but the new angles or just the exhaustion, I mean, my neighbors, people I talk to, they don't want to talk about it. They want to talk about
No.
something else.
Well, and I think I don't know if this is true for you, but I think in my line of work that the problem that sometimes happens is I get, I have friends and family, they call me and they want to talk about COVID and the election. And it's like that's all I'm talking about is COVID and the election. Even every story out here, if it's not COVID and election, it's fires and how they're impacting our lives. So it's like, can we just talk about something stupid? Like I miss watching like The Real Housewives.
Well, I full disclosure, a couple of things. One is I watched The Bachelorette last week with my daughter, and that was a mindless hour or so that felt pretty
That sounds
good.
amazing.
The next one was, you know me pretty well, so you'll appreciate this. I had my first 3 day stretch without anything this past weekend, or 4 day stretch. And people were like,
How
what are
did
you
you
going to
do that?
do? Well, it all worked out that way. There were no kids' sports. There was, no politics. There were no debates. So I played golf in really cold weather, but I also just didn't do anything. And people were like, well, do you want to do something? What do you want to do? And I was
You're
like,
like, no.
I'm going to sit on my couch. Oh,
I
I don't,
know.
I was like, I don't like to talk to people. I talk all day. I just don't want to talk to anybody. You can
Well,
relate.
sorry, I can go now. Do you need me?
No, no,
If you
no.
wanted to sit
No,
in
that was
silence.
last weekend. Now I'm recharged, ready to go. 2 inches of snow on the ground. We're good to go.
Oh, aren't you worried it's going to be a long winter when you guys are already getting a few inches of snow today?
So Adam and I were talking about this at the top of the show, and I've dedicated myself to find or re-energize some new winter hobbies, whether it's
Okay.
snowshoeing or something like that. I will tell you, I was thinking I usually take a post-election trip and I was going to come your way. But you can't eat anywhere indoors, and you can't really do anything other than outdoors, right?
Yeah, it's like pretty much here in LA, everything's still, like the museums aren't open, you're not going to concerts. I mean, and that's part of, people are like, "Oh, you're so lucky you live in LA." And it's like, "I am. I'm not gonna like we have the sunshine, we can get outside. We can go to the beach, we can go for a hike, we can do all those things. But, if you're coming here, like one of the best things, I used to love taking people from out of town over to like the Hollywood Bowl for a concert. And even if you didn't buy tickets to the concert, you can sit like in the picnic area and get wine and cheese and hang out and watch everybody coming and going into the bowl. And it's just an experience. And now it's like, well, that's not happening. So
Concerts are
some of
one
the
of the
things you
things I've
love about
missed the
it
most.
aren't happening.
Concerts are one of the things I've missed the most. I'll be honest. Like, I feel like that's the thing. And watching them online fills a little bit of it, but just watching
No.
people and
You know,
things like that.
I had, you're going to think, here's my hippy dippy little moment of the day. But I was talking to a spiritual healer the other day, and she
Oh,
was
yeah.
telling me how everyone is coming to her complaining about neck, shoulder, and upper back issues. And, at first you think like, okay, people are working from home, so they're like sitting differently, like all that stuff. But she said, realistically, if you think about the fact that you're not going to a concert and like singing and dancing and moving your body around that way, if you're not, if you're not dance, if you're not going to like a club, like people that are used to going to clubs, people who are used to going to dinner with their friends and having the full belly laugh, like up their whole body, we're all really stiff and not moving our bodies in the same way. And so not only have you eliminated things that were fun for people, but in a way you've eliminated their self-care because their body's all like compact and tight and you know, having a hard time right now loosening up. So her, you know, her idea was that you start dancing in your living room and you start, like, if you're watching that online concert, sing, move your body around. I looked a little funny probably in the park after my run the other day, just acting dancing. Like I was dancing to what was on my headphones, but it did work. I did feel better.
Well, you know, we did all those Zoom happy hours at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
Now we need Zoom dance parties.
Yes.
But I want to make sure Dan saves that soundbite where you say that you were talking to a spiritual healer, because that is confirmation that you have gone all California on us.
We'll work that into the open for next week.
Not hiking anymore.
Nope. Spiritual healing. So what are you working on? Are there any places we're going to see you coming up? What's news for you?
Well, you know, I have to, so I'm kind of a little bit the opposite of you right now. I feel like I have some stories in the can, as they say, ready for air. But there's been just so many breaking headlines and like gearing up for the debate. I don't know what's going to air this week. I am anchoring this coming weekend, but again, I don't know due to football and if football changes due to COVID, who's getting, you know,
right.
Who will get it this weekend, what markets will get it. So, that right now is on the horizon. I have been working on a 48 hours piece that is supposed to air. I think I just got the date that it's, November 7th. Okay. So I'm working on that a little bit, but we're kind of like everybody's in on the election. So unless it's tied somewhat to politics or COVID, some of these other stories are a little bit on the back burner. So I'm hesitant to talk a little bit about what I'm researching and have going on. But I'm looking forward to getting the next 2 weeks over with for a number of reasons. I can get back a little bit to my life and storytelling.
Do you know where you will be election week?
Yeah, I'm traveling to Arizona. I think we're going to be, somewhere near Phoenix, Maricopa County, obviously the biggest population of that state. So probably be near there. If you remember in 2016, there was some issues with people complaining about voter suppression. It's obviously a state that people are watching in terms of the Senate race with McSally and Mark Kelly competing against each other for the, it's really, you know, she was appointed after John McCain died, so she hasn't actually won a race yet. So we'll be watching that race. And then, of course, people are wondering with the presidential race, will they go blue?
Right.
It has been a predominantly red state, but, you know, what will happen? So I think they're trying to get us into states like that. And I drew Arizona.
Oh, it's rough to draw Arizona in November. I know. But no, I think Arizona is one of the three to five states that everybody's watching. And in reality, it might be the last state that, you know, puts it over the top for one side or the other. And so as you think about it in that term, we may not know until Arizona is called who wins this presidential election. And the dynamics of that Senate race are fascinating.
And it's interesting, right? Because there are a couple stories that I've pitched to want to shoot after the election's over, and the producers are going, well, when are we going to shoot this? And everyone's kind of like, well, we don't know, because when is the race actually going to be over?
Right. I think we'll know on election night for the most part. The only thing that cast doubt on that for me was the decision of the Supreme Court yesterday that kept the 3 extra days in Pennsylvania and then some of the technology issues in Pennsylvania. But we blame that on Paul Douglas, just so you know. So he's in Pennsylvania now, and he's going to go check it out for us. So there you go. Because he's from there, and so it's his fault. There you go.
So, okay. Yeah, we can blame him.
Okay, good. Jamie, thanks for joining me while I'm sitting in for Chad. I know you'll keep trying to nag him like the sister he never asked for, but that's what friends do, and I look forward to talking to you soon. And, oh, by the way, Adam's upset that between Dan, Chad, and I, that he's the only one who doesn't text with you.
He's the only one that what?
Doesn't text with you.
Oh, well, he can text me anytime. I'll text back.
Do you mean that?
I'm here.
Do you really mean that?
Yeah, I mean it. Of course.
I'm kidding. It's not a big deal. Settle down, everybody.
Oh, my God. Wait, haven't we messaged an Instagram chat? I mean, I feel like that's better than an actual text message.
Sliding into her DMs.
Yeah, you slid into my DM the other day.
All right.
There you go.
I don't remember that, but whatever. I'll believe you.
Maybe I just made it up. I don't know. But yeah, text me anytime. I got nothing else going on. Feel free.
Jimmy Ukis, thanks for joining us.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.